Do you think there could be ships out there?
I don't think so.
They wouldn't be able to see very far.
No, they wouldn't.
What's on the other side?
Nothing.
There must be something.
Maybe. There's a father and his little boy, and they're sitting on the beach.
That'd be okay.
Yes, that would be okay.
And they could be carrying the fire, too.
They could be, yes.
But we don't know.
We don't know.
So we have to be vigilant.
We have to be vigilant, yes.
How long can we stay here?
I don't know. We don't have much to eat.
I know.
You like it?
Yeah.
Me too.
Can I go swimming?
Swimming?
Yes.
You'll freeze your tuchus off.
I know.
It'll be really cold, worse than you think.
That's okay.
I don't want to have to come in after you.
You don't think I should go?
You can go.
But you don't think I should?
No. I think you should.
Really?
Yes, really.
Okay.
He rose and let the blanket fall to the sand, and then stripped out of his coat and out of his shoes and clothes. He stood naked, clutching himself and dancing. Then he went running down the beach, so white. Knobby spine bones, the razorous shoulder blades sawing under the pale skin, running naked and leaping and screaming into the slow roll of the surf. By the time he came out, he was blue with cold and his teeth were chattering. He walked down to meet him and wrapped him shuddering in the blanket and held him until he stopped gasping. But when he looked, the boy was crying.
"What is it?" he said.
"Nothing."
"No, tell me."
"Nothing. It's nothing."
With dark, they built a fire against the log and ate plates of okra and beans and the last of the canned potatoes. The fruit was long gone. They drank tea and sat by the fire, and they slept in the sand and listened to the roll of the surf in the bay, the long shudder and fall of it. He got up in the night and walked out and stood on the beach wrapped in his blankets, too black to see, taste of salt on his lips, waiting, waiting. Then the slow boom falling down shore. The seething hiss of it washing over the beach and drawing away again. He thought that there could be death ships out there yet, drifting with their lolling rags of sail. Life in the deep, great squid propelling themselves over the floor of the sea in the cold darkness, shuttling past like trains, eyes the size of tea saucers, and, perhaps, beyond those shrouded swells, another man did walk with another child on the dead gray sands, slept but a sea apart on another beach among the bitter ashes of the world, or stood in their rags lost to the same indifferent sun. He remembered waking once on such a night to the clatter of crabs in the pan where he'd left steak bones from the night before, faint deep coals of the driftwood fire pulsing in the onshore wind. Lying under such a myriad of stars, the sea's black horizon. He rose and walked out and stood barefoot in the sand and watched the pale surf appear all down the shore and roll and crash and darken again. When he went back to the fire, he knelt and touched her hair as she slept. And he said, if he were God, he would have made the world just so and no different.